A warm TGIF today. Temperatures will top out in the mid-80s. It's just a couple of degrees above average. But continuing the warm and dry weather pattern, 2 weeks ago today was when we had the last significant rainfall across the area, and it is drying out in a hurry. We have some hope for some rain late Sunday into Monday. We don't get it there, we're stuck for a while again. So fingers crossed, and it's amazing. We talk about it every spring, but it's amazing how quickly we dry out this time of year. We had healthy rainfall in March, early April. We go a couple of weeks and bang, the lawns start to suffer and you see things starting to dry up. And of course, we're also headed toward the peak of the wildfire season. So it's bad timing, but not unusual timing. It is otherwise nice with those temperatures today, mid-80s, sea breeze again. So we'll drop into the mid to upper 70s by late afternoon at the beaches. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a hot day. We'll be around 90 and not too far from record highs. And even the beaches will soar well into the 80s during the day on Saturday. Start to see some changes Sunday. Higher humidity, a weak little front headed into the area, a little disturbance, and some late day showers and thunderstorms should ignite first to the north and west of Jacksonville about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and then spread south and eastward into the evening. They'll be scattered but locally heavy, so something to keep an eye on very late in the afternoon and into the evening on Sunday. And then with that front slowly moving across the area through Monday, we'll continue with some scattered showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures won't be as hot. So that's your shot at some rain late Sunday and especially Sunday night into Monday. And then Tuesday, just a lingering isolated shower, staying relatively mild temperature-wise before you start to heat up again the middle and end of next week. As usual, a lot of activity going on this weekend. We, of course, continue with the NFL draft. Boy, did the Jags make a splash last night, or what? Man, I have to admit, I might have been a little skeptical and not necessarily looking forward to yet another top five draft pick for the Jags, but boy, that was fun to watch last night, and hopefully it'll be fun come August and September, right, when the season begins. But the NFL draft continuing through the weekend. Cool temperatures in Green Bay. It was just in the 50s yesterday for that draft, but not unusual for late April. I'm sure most of the Packer fans that were there and that were local were still in shorts while we'd be pretty chilly and bundled up. For us, of course, hot weekend. We have Purple Stride tomorrow morning. I'll again be the MC at Treaty Oaks Park in downtown Jacksonville. Come on by. Registration begins at 8 o'clock, the ceremony at 9, and roughly 15 to 20 minutes later, we will be off to the races, so to speak. A walk and a run, pretty walk and run along the St. John's River. Action News Jack's proud media sponsor, so come on by. We have Touch a Truck, WOKV at the Y, and on the south side looking at plenty of warm temperatures for both of those events in the 60s early, but quickly warming through the 70s and by late morning around 80 degrees, but at least dry. And then we have the opening of the beaches Sunday afternoon, and it looks pretty warm, mid to upper 80s all the way to the coast. The shower or thunderstorm threat should primarily be after that parade, it would appear right now, but keep that in mind for late in the afternoon. The beaches otherwise, we're looking at water temperatures near 75, a low to moderate rip current risk, but remember there can be rip currents at any time. Seas average about 2 to 3 feet, and sunburn times down close to 15 minutes. So apply that sunscreen and reapply. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.